The Canadian Open is underway. Round one, we'll get to those scores in a minute. But Roland Garros semi-finals continue tonight on Stan Sport. Every match ad-free, four courts in 4K in the Australasian Academy of Tennis Coaches, AATC.tennis. Our man Brett Phillips is on the line. Brett, we have a women's final decided.
Yeah, quite extraordinary. What a morning. Probably the best women's singles semi-final that I can ever remember in my time covering the sport, to be totally honest. Look, some may call it a choke when you're the world number two, Aryna Sabalenka. You're 5-2 up serving for the match and you drop five games on the trot and you make a ton of unforced errors and, you know, nerves can get to everyone. But her opponent today is exactly like watching Ash Barty play. And boy, oh boy, we miss Ash. Obviously, running tennis and sport in Australia feels that because she was at the peak of her powers. But Karolina Muchová of the Czech Republic, she was a nightmare matchup for Sabalenka. I mean, 3 hours and 13 minutes, and her body's really let her down the last 3 years. She actually made a semi-final of the Australian Open, had all sorts of injuries, always had the talent. She was unseeded, 43 in the world coming in, but she really plays like a top 20 player. And not since Ash have we seen someone execute the slice backhand as well as this girl. Up the line, a little, those stinky little drop shots, sort of the chipping balls that just are a nightmare if you're a pure ball hitter because you want everything in the hitting zone. So Karolina Muchová, hats off to her. She played the game of her life today. Now with the challenge of trying to take down the world number one, Iga Swiatek, who was certainly pushed in the second set in her match against Beatrice Haddad-Meyer. But she's the only one of the so-called big three in women's tennis standing now, Iga, so she's going to take some beating come Saturday.
All right, Brett, and because it's the last time we speak for the week, our prediction for the men's end, who do you expect to be playing in the final? It's massive. One side of the draw. It's almost like the other side of the draw doesn't exist with respect. Djokovic, Alcaraz.
Bossy, yeah. Well, I've never been more excited about a men's tennis match than this, and that's saying something, having covered the big three for quite some time. This is going to be a blockbuster tonight. So Alcaraz, Djokovic, 10:30 Eastern on Nine tonight. Get a glance if you're not a tennis fan. Have a look at this one. This is going to be a battle of the heavyweights, and I'm still going to stick with Carlos. I just reckon he's running on top of the ground. And in the other semi-final, I think Casper Ruud makes it through to back-to-back Roland Garros finals, having lost to Rafa last year. Might just have a little bit too much for big Sasha Zverev, who's a feel-good story, and hopefully, fingers crossed, there's no deja vu of that injury from last year.
All righty, Brett, summed it up beautifully, as always. Busy man. Thank you for that report. Have a great weekend covering the French Open.
On your Brett.
Pleasure, gents. It's good to chat.